Hey, Mac Manuel, Jesse Léger, tous les Lake Charles Ramblers. Ben on aurait la mortalité à des fins Mac. Barry, on sait, Lala dit que le band à Mac était un authentic Cajun dance band. Chaque week-end, le band se peut jouer autour de Lake Charles ou au sud-est Texas. Ça a joué un tas de festivals pour le CFMA, des danses pour les chapitres. Et, enfin, on va manquer des fins Mac. Et sur ça, on va faire un autre sur le CD, numéro 15. Sur le CD à Mac Manuel, numéro 15. Ça, c'est Johnny, il ne peut pas danser. Et ça, c'était la musique de Mac Manuel et Jesse Léger. Encore, c'est pas dire la famille Mac Manuel. Et il y a un request pour faire quelque chose de high performance. Ça, c'est une vieille chanson de Belton. Jamie Beard va chanter cela, le bouquet en main pour tous les marques. Puis écoutez, après-midi, numéro 13 sur le CD. Dirty Seat. Et là, on va causer avec Julie et Gracie. Mm-hmm.
steady flower. Oh, don't need a mama. It's gone, it's a party time. Pass it to the most profile. Take it till the alarm is on. Cause I've been just cut down some. They say help to sun, but I lay down prison. Shouted man, a man's gone ill. I don't mean a bit will fail. Yeah, in charge right for them. Mom's evil play. Done more in charge. A poor man fight on it.
Le bouquet à maman, et c'est le musicien Jamie Beer, avec High Performance. En fait, une chanson que je voulais faire plus bonheur, puis je ne l'ai pas fait encore. Et là, après ça, on va commencer notre interview avec les sœurs Babineau. Ça, c'est Nolan, t'es paré pour jouer?
Hurrah.
Ouais, ok.
Easy now. Oh, 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 now, oh, oh. Wah, 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 that's it, hey! Yeah!
Timothy, pour toi-même, à vos vagues et toi. Si ma mère dans ta chagrin, que moi je suis toujours dedans.
C'était quelque chose dos à dos avec la musique. Et je l'ai mentionné aussi, Taco Joe, écoute après-midi. C'est lui qui avait demandé la chanson de High Performance. Bonjour, Taco Joe. Il n'est pas loin là-bas, la poussière aujourd'hui, mais hein, dimanche prochain. Je vais dire bonjour à. Ah, les parents sont déjà là. Jackie et Ivy, de marcher sur leur chemin pour aller à la poussière après-midi. Oui, mes amis, je crois que je suis paré, numéro 1, ok. Je suis paré pour causer avec les deux jeunes dames ici, et leur maman qui est ici. Quoi c'est le nom, ta mère?
Shannon.
Ok, oh, là, ça va venir.
Her name's Shannon.
Shannon?
Yes.
Ok. Premièrement, j'ai demandé, vous êtes comprenant un petit peu du français?
Un petit peu. We're working on it.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll ask it, and if you feel comfortable, you can answer it. If not, you can go to your English. completely bilingual interview here. Les Sœurs Babineau de l'album Quoi ça dit? What does it say? And what gave you all the idea to put all this up together?
Well, this song, actually, Quoi ça dit, that's one of the first ones that I actually got to write by myself, because usually it's a whole collaboration between my mom and my sister and me. And this one, I don't even know what made me think of the song. It just kind of popped into my head like it usually does. And it's just talking about that what you say is not always what you want.
Okay. Let's écouter. Ça dit avec les Sœurs Babineau ici chez KRVS. Ça, je voulais demander, c'est les musiciens du CD, on the CD, what musicians you were having, you and your sister, and who else?
Well, we had Mr. Jason Connor on the electric guitar, and then we had Robbie Palmier on drums, and then on that song, we had Mr. Tony Arduin electric guitar, yeah, which was absolutely amazing. And then we had Mr. Mike Birch.
Mike.
do drums on this song and Arkansas. He was on Arkansas too.
Oh, where did you, what record, what studio y'all used?
We had the pleasure to work at Holbrook Studios.
Holbrook, okay.
Yeah, that was an amazing experience. The people over there were just so great. The engineer that we had was Mr. Colby Huval. And he just listened to us, and he helped make this CD sound like us.
Okay. And the next song, say Inez, a story behind that?
Inez, this song is actually, we were reading through a CD packet, and it was the Louisiana Folkmasters women's music, mm-hmm, women's home music. And they had a quote by Inez Catalan.
Catalan, okay.
And she was saying how... she was talking about her mother, how her mother used to sing all the time. And my mom used to make up little songs for us. She does it for my brother. And this is where that song came from.
Chanter, oui, belle, belle chanson. Et bon fait, vous n'avez pas usé les accordions dans la chanson du tout. Hein? No accordions in your music, this one.
Not this one.
Not this one. Hein? The next one, Taitaro, that's, give me a brief history on that song. Yeah.
Well, this song, we have this little game that me and Grace play. I go in a room, in a separate room than Gracie, and I make up a chord progression. And then she just pieces lyrics together. And then when we came together,
we just made this song. Sounds pretty cool.
Bien fait, bien fait. I want to compliment, my wife wants to compliment Julie on the playing her guitar. And you have a good, very good mix on the CD. Nothing overpowering, nothing else. But I did hear some bass in there. Did you put some bass in there too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why I thought I'd heard some la basse guitar. Arc-en-ciel, the rainbow.
Yes, sir. This one, our little brother, he watches a lot of music videos. Like, he's always watching. And one day I came across, I looked up French nursery rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
And this one came up, and, you know, I thought that it was just going to be the standard little kiddie nursery rhyme. But this one came up, and it was so cool. And it was just talking about, it really has nonsense lyrics. But that's kind of why I like it. It's just, it's a fun song, and it talks about a man having rainbow eyes and red eyes and yellow eyes and stuff like that. But it's just it's a cool tune.
A man with eyes.
Yeah.
Des yeux comme un arc-en-ciel.
Thank you.
belle chanson, Arc-en-ciel. Les yeux comme un arc-en-ciel. Ça, c'est un compliment, des fois. You said, Julie, you said that you had to learn your lines while you were recording this song on the bass?
Yes, sir. Actually, when we were recording, we were putting down that song. I had been playing bass for, 2 months? And the engineer, Mr. Colby Huval, he was a bass player for his church. And he showed me this really cool riff to it, and I actually learned it in the studio. I was very nervous.
What school y'all attend?
I'm going to Covington High School in Covington, Louisiana.
And I go to Folsom Junior High.
Junior High in Covington. Mm-hmm. Y'all moved there a few months ago, huh?
Yeah, we moved there for the start of the new year.
What was wrong with Carl Island and Pecan Island? And
nothing at all, nothing at all. We come back all the time.
Okay, voilà, c'est quelque chose d'autre je voulais demander, mais... Marie a pris mon papier. Okay. Yeah, Mrs. I want to know where your thing is cool. The next song, c'est Repose. What is this all about?
This song is another product of our little game that we play. And Julie had gone in the other room, and she came out, and she said, "Hey, Gracie, listen to this, and I want you to put some lyrics to it." And it's just really funny how we all work together, because Julie just knows the exact chords and the exact rhythms to use that's going to match my voice. And Mama just knows what lyrics to give me so I can sing it. So we all work as a little team, and I think they come out pretty good. Mm-hmm. Because we love you.
Gracie Bobino, And vous pourrez dessus le CD. Where will this CD be available?
We just dropped some CDs off at Vermilionville yesterday. So if you live around here, that's an easy way to get it.
Mm-hmm.
They're also on CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be on iTunes by next week.
Okay. What are your plans for the future, personal, or is it just music?
Well, my heart's been set on it for a while now. I want to come here to UL to study environmental biology.
Okay.
And that's a big thing that I want to do. And actually, I got to give a lot of credit to Mr. Tommy Michaud,
mm-hmm.
because he's the one who actually started talking to me about it and kind of helped me realize that that's what I want to do and how to get it done and stuff like that. So big thanks to him.
So you'll take care of your education, then you'll do a lot of music.
Oh, yeah.
let me see. What's the next one? Three Captain, Trois Capitaine. What's this song?
This song is actually a song off of the Louisiana Folk Masters, the Woman's Home Music. And we used to play this CD all the time for Gus to go to sleep. And all the other songs, you know, he would stay up and he would talk and stuff. But when this particular song came on, he would go right to sleep. And we knew that it was something special because every time a song came on with Julie that she liked, she would fall right asleep. Like, we'd be at Tuchet's or something, and she'd just fall right asleep on the table.
On the table.
So that's where this song come from.
That reminds me, there was a couple with a young baby that came to the schoolhouse a few weeks ago, and the little baby boy, she was crying and crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. So took my accordion out, and she quit crying. But then a few weeks before, it worked the opposite. It was another one that started crying.
Well, now Gus, you used to when he was little, you know, the music would put him to sleep. Now he goes crazy, and he starts singing, and he wants to take our instruments and play them. And
How old is he?
Oh, he's going to be 3 in August.
Okay.
He's growing up.
Yep. And what are your ages now?
I'm 15.
I'm 13.
Okay. Okay, that's the open.
Yeah.
Trois Capitaines encore. Three Captains, what is that all about? Oh, you just said what it's all about, no? Okay.
That's all right now.
That's good. I just got me some new glasses, so my mind is...
That's how the ladies are blown. La belle se promenade. Blanche est comme la nigelle, jolie comme les jours. George capitaine, venez la falacoine. Venez la falacoine. Dessare l'aria blonde, la belle se promenade. Dessare l'aria.
Thank you.
Oui, belle, belle chanson avec les trois capitaines. Et ici, c'est Kiavies. Le gros bal de dimanche après-midi, c'est 14 minutes avant l'heure de 1 heure. Et Dieu est venu dire quoi c'est elle qui veut faire pour sa vie. What you want to do with your life?
Well, I want to be in entertainment law.
That's good.
So, in about 20 years, y'all can hire me.
You're going to be handling copyright things, too?
Yes, sir.
No, I want to go say more, but... Yeah, we like... us Cajun, we like to bore a lot.
Yeah, a little bit.
And y'all... From what I'm getting, the your education will come first, and then your music will come second. But you have any aspects in recording, or you know that on that music aspect of your lives?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would like to maybe along down the road or whatever produce some stuff, stuff like that, because I love. I have the app GarageBand on my Apple device, and I'll just record little things, and I think that it's I love just to piece the stuff together and make it sound different and things like that. So that might be something that I'm interested in.
Well, this is what Cajun music and is becoming. It's becoming more originals and more and like, but y'all still keeping the French in it. Which is nice. The music has to grow. And
that's right.
There's just so much you can do with the old Cajun classics. But you got, like you said, you got to take bits and pieces together and create some new lines and new chords in the music. And I admire people like the young people, the young generation that's going into that direction. We need it.
Oh, yeah.
There's just so much of the old music we can take, you know?
And I know that's a big thing that Julie and I try to do, because when we were little, it was Belton Richard that really, because I remember listening to him for a long time, and it was because he had something a little bit different than everyone else that brought, you know, me into it. And so we want to try to create music that has the older generation and the newer generation, so we can pull people in. So after they listen to us, maybe they'll dig deeper to the old stuff, and you know the music will continue.
Et la prochaine sur le CD, c'est Moi et Gone. What is that? I'm gone.
I actually wrote this song. I was watching Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man, and I was watching
Spider-Man video games.
Okay. Well,
it's where you get all your ideas. Okay.
I was watching it, and I was just sitting there on the sofa, and I was thinking, you know what would be a cool song? A song that started with E. So I just took me a paper and a pen while I was watching Spider-Man. I just wrote down some chords, and they fit.
For the longest time, we have a lot of trouble figuring out what to name our songs. And for the longest time, we just referred to this one as Spidey Song, because we couldn't figure out what to name it.
I didn't have a problem with that.
You'll get the music, and then the story comes later.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. Oregon, Julie, j'ai entendu ta voix. I heard your little voice on there.
Oh, yeah? It took, I can't even tell you how much it took for her to get on that CD, like singing.
I think they bribed me with some Gatorade or something.
I know y'all been involved in music for a while now. Did y'all shyness go away? <That's good.
laughs> Well, see, I don't know. I still get nervous. Every mm-hmm. time I go up on stage, it goes away pretty quickly once I start, just mm-hmm. because I've been in it. But every time walking up that stage, and then you see the crowd and you see everybody waiting there, it's pretty nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kadot, any other interesting information you need to share with the people other than what you do on Facebook? No?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
We have one more song left, and our chanson, The Lover's Waltz.
This is Jay Unger's.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the first time I heard this song was from Mr. Al Berard.
Yeah.
I had been playing a fiddle for a little bit before I met Mr. Al. And then I went to Mr. Tom's, Mr. Tom's Fiddle and Bow in Arneville.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving a group lesson there, and Mr. Al is the one who really made me start loving to play the fiddle. He's the one who made me explore it more and stuff like that. And he was the first one I heard to play this song, and I was just like, I have to learn this song. I just have to, because there's something about it that's so beautiful. And it just touches everyone that hears it. And so we decided, since it meant so much to me, we were going to put it on the CD.
Other than Tom, who else led you to playing the fiddle? Or you just did all on your own?
Well, Mr. Mitch Reed, he's a big one for me. Golly, that's so hard, because I try to learn from everyone that I can. I really, really just try. Anyone that has something to tell me, I'm going to take it.
And the accordion, how did you get into that first instrument?
Accordion, well, we had lost our house for Hurricane Rita.
Okay.
And we had lost everything. And we didn't have any toys or anything, but they had a man, and he was learning how to play accordion, and we were staying with him and stuff. And I said, well, you know what? I don't really have anything better to do. And, I've been listening to this music ever since I was little, so, why not try to pick it up? And then I started, and I loved it, so I kept on going.
Okay. Let's listen to The Lover's Waltz. Thank you. Hey, la valse pour les amoureux, lovers waltz. Ici, tu KRVS, on est composé avec Julie et Grace et Babino. Et le mâle et le père rentrent avec qui on a encore, little boy.
Little boy, his name is Gus.
Amos. Gus. Amos. Oh, yeah. Y'all plan to go to Canada this summer?
Yes, sir. Actually, I won a scholarship from Cotefield.
Wow.
Not too long ago. And I'm going to be leaving in July for 5 weeks to go to St. Anne's. I'm so excited.
You're going to come back bilingual.
I sure hope so. I'm going to try as best as I can.
That's very important in your career, keeping on with learning the French language. We're going to go back for a couple of songs off the first CD y'all put out. We're going to compare the fiddle playing and on Hey Mom.
All right.
And then we're going to go to Jolie Wetlands and see the difference. How long apart was those CDs put out?
Oh, gee,
was that nine?
No, not nine. Probably about 5 years, maybe. I don't know, maybe longer.
Wow.
I can't even remember the last time I've heard this CD. I'm anxious to see what it's like.